Well, joining us in the studio is Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist at Grand Portage, and he joins us regularly to talk about things going on in the biology and environment department there at Grand Portage Trust Lands. Thanks for coming in, Seth.
Thanks, Kara. It's good to be here.
There's been some developments with the moose situation, and the DNR decided not to hold a moose hunt. Can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, this is really interesting what is going on. It's very much cause for concern for the moose herd. But what has happened, what appears to have happened, is it looks like there's about a 35% decline in the moose population in the span of a year. And from a biological perspective, that's very significant. In addition to that, it looks like about a 50% drop in the moose population since 2010. And so what has happened as a result of that is the state of Minnesota has decided that there's not going to be a moose hunt next year. So today I was going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the population and the effects of hunting on our moose population, just so the public can really be aware of where biologists stand on the moose herd and what's going on with their population.
Okay. Does this apply to tribal hunters?
How the tribes are going to respond to the state closure of the hunt is still being discussed within our tribe and within the neighboring tribes as well. The difference between the tribal hunt and the sports hunt is that the tribal hunt is a subsistence hunt. And so, you know, through an agreement with the state of Minnesota, we have collectively decided that any changes in hunting have to be based on sound conservation biology principles. Since most of the biologists believe that hunting hasn't been a contributing factor to the moose population decline, we feel that this is a subject that's worthy of some discussion and debate. And so the tribes haven't really formed an opinion on whether or not they're going to choose to cease their hunt in the ceded territories or on reservation lands as well. And so all I can say on that is really stay tuned. We're actively discussing this. We really want to make sure that the decisions we make are the right decisions for the tribes, the right decisions relative to treaty rights, and also the right decisions relative to the moose herd as a whole. Hunting harvest is not the issue for the moose population decline. And I want to be very clear when I say this. We know this from a biological perspective. And, you know, I'm a numbers guy. So I'm going to use a few numbers just to illustrate in the last year. So last year, the moose population declined by 35%. We talked about that. That actually is a population drop of about 1,500 animals, okay? Of that 1,500 animals, 80 were harvested. We know that because hunters have to report how many moose were shot. Each hunter has to report their moose. Those 80 moose were harvested, combination of tribal hunters and also of state license hunters. So when you think about it from a numbers perspective, the population dropped by 1,500 animals, 80 of those were hunted. So basically 97% of the moose population decline was not due to hunting. And that's how biologists tend to confidently say, we know that the hunting isn't having a significant impact. You know, if you lost 3 cents out of a dollar to hunting, you wouldn't think hunting was how you lost most of your money, right? And so that's the way we look at it. In addition to that, you also have to look at the ratio of animals that were harvested. So of the 83 animals that were harvested, 75 of those animals were bulls. So we're not losing animals that really produced population growth. We've been doing studies on moose in the state of Minnesota for several years now. And when we collar these animals, we draw blood on all the cows and test for pregnancy. So we know that a very high proportion of our cows are getting impregnated, even with the bull harvest that's going on. So bull numbers are dropping in the state, and bulls tend to be getting harvested by hunters, but we really have a high pregnancy rate in our cows. And so that's another way that we can be fairly confident that the moose population issues really aren't due to hunting at all.
Well, so are you saying that you basically think it would be a symbolic gesture to stop hunting?
You know, I think that's the gesture that the state has chosen to make by ceasing their hunt. Collectively in the biology world, we know that hunting isn't really a factor in the moose population decline. And so the state has chosen to cease the moose hunt more as a symbolic gesture than as a gesture that will actually have an effect on increasing the population. You know, in the same vein, the tribes have different things to consider. We have to consider the moose herd health, but we also have to consider the health of our treaty rights. And it's very important to tribes to actually exercise those treaty rights. And it's also important to tribal members to ensure that we or they are able to subsist on the true subsistence species in this area.
All right. Well, I guess we'll stay tuned to see what happens. It's a good perspective to become aware of how the tribes are looking at it and the sovereignty rights involved.
Yeah, it's not something that we take lightly at all, both from the perspective of exercising treaty rights and from the perspective of maintaining a moose herd on the landscape. And, you know, people may quickly come to the decision that if you're hunting this species, you're not really all that concerned about it. And I can tell you just from my own perspective, the Grand Portage Band has been researching moose population issues and moose population decline since 2009. And during that time frame, we've spent at least $500,000 on moose research. It's the top priority species for my department in terms of the work that we do. And we're doing everything that we can to restore habitats, to understand why the moose population is declining, and to make sure that moose continue to exist on the landscape here.
All right. We're talking with Dr. Seth Moore, a wildlife biologist at Grand Portage Trustlands. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, I think that really covers what I wanted to say, other than, you know, I really hope that people do pay attention to the moose issues and the ecology issues and, you know, the deer issues on our landscape and climate change issues, because these are all factors that combined may be really impacting the area in which we live.
Thank you so much for sharing this information with us, Seth, and we look forward to talking with you again in a couple of weeks.
Sure. Thanks, Kara. All right. See you soon.